This video will show how to use views to create a custom Drupal front page. This is my default page, pretty bloggy, just got some test articles rubbish in there. So we're going to use views to rearrange this content so it doesn't look so much like a blog. First thing, we go to admin, site building, views, add a new one. Our name is going to be First 3 Deezer. Ignore the description and such for the moment. Drop down page, because that's what we want it to do. Select provide page view. URL is going to be First 3. And we're going to use a teaser list, so that's what we select in the view type. We're going to leave the title blank, because it's the home page. We don't need a title. We don't want a pager. In this case, we don't want this either, because it will show a breadcrumb trail on the front page, and we don't want that. Set it to display 3 nodes per page. Nodes are anything. They can be articles, just static pages. Pretty much everything in Drupal is a node. So now we've created the page. We need to create some filters. We want to only show the nodes that are published. And promoted to the front page. Now we need to sort the views sort the articles in the order that they were created. That's done. We can press save. So we finished creating our page view, and there it is in our views list. Now we'll set Drupal to use this view as the front page. So go into administer, site configuration, site information, and at the bottom we'll just put in the URL of our view. Save configuration, and now that should work. I go back to the home page. It's only showing the first 3 articles. Now we'll add a block to show the 10 newest articles in a table. Let's go to administer, site building, views, back to our views list. Now click add, same as creating the page, except we're going to call it newest 10. Now instead of expanding page, we're going to expand block. Check provide block. We want a table view, so we select that in the view type. The title is just going to be 10 newest. It's the 10 newest, so nodes per block is going to be 10. Now we need to add some fields to our table. We want the title. The node author name, It's in a weird position, it's down at the bottom. The node created timer. Now if I don't enter labels for these as the table header, it will print this out: node title, node author name, which isn't very pretty. So for the label for node title, I'll just put title. For node author name, I'll just put author. And node created time, date, makes a lot more sense. Okay, that's fields added. Need the same filters as previously. Needs to be published. Add filter. And promoted to the front page. As before, we're going to add created time criteria. Sort it descending. So that the nodes are ordered by the date that they were created. Lastly, press save. Back to our views list. See our new block in here? Now we need to make that block appear on the front page. So we do this through administer site building blocks. Notice in the disabled area are a bunch of predefined blocks. And here's our view. We want it in the content area. Here's the important bit that makes it show on the front page. Under page specific visibility settings, select show on only the listed pages. And there's a special setting for pages, or front, that will make it show only on the front page. Lastly, press save block. Didn't save this from earlier, so I'll set the region for our newest 10 block to content, and that'll make it show in the content area. Drupal's showing all of the regions that you can use here: header, right sidebar, left sidebar, content, footer. Pretty self-explanatory. Now, I haven't got 10 test articles, but as you can see, I've got more than 3. This bit is only showing 3 articles, so using CSS I could arrange this in a nice way. If you look at a paddedcell.com, that's exactly what we've done, 3 articles, and they're arranged in a funky format. Gives it less of a blog feel. And then you just have a table down here with the 10 newest articles.